let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanda.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, we're going to talk about tourism taxes and then the number of stories, either right here in Canada or around the world. It seems that either they're going to add a new tourist tax or they're just going to add to an existing tourist tax. But let's start with the airfares. You know, last week we were talking about airfares going down. Just as we talk about that, well, the government steps in and gets their greedy little hands, and, you know, the price of airfares are going to go back up because of the government.
Oh, yeah. And this is actually from the March 2023 federal budget, which we all don't look at with a fine-tooth comb, right? So what they implemented then was that taxes on airplane tickets in Canada, already among the highest in the world, will increase even more. It's called a security tax, and it's a flat rate tax that's applied to all airline tickets departing from Canada, and it will be increased by 33%.
That's a huge jump.
Oh,
I know,
like,
you got to be careful about percentages, right? But, you know, when you actually talk about the dollars and cents, especially for international flights, it's a big jump.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you don't realize that how much of your fare is taxes, because the base fare could be quite low.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add the taxes, the end result is quite a bit higher than what you think they promote it as, because they always promote it from. So
yes,
that means that it's not the end total.
Well, you're right. And in a lot of cases, the taxes are more than the actual airfare.
Yes.
The base fare.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we're seeing it in different sectors all over, travel components. So this is being proposed right now, that a new U.S. $5 tax for all cruise ships passengers that are visiting Mexico's Quintana Roo. So that would include like popular cruise ports like Cozumel and Costa Maya. And if approved, it would come into effect the first day of January 2025. And what the government is saying that it's to obtain a greater resources to allocate these taxes to investment projects to improve the infrastructure of the state. But at the end of the day, what does that mean? Like, where really is the money going?
Yeah.
And so if this tax gets approved, it's going to be paid at the time of when you purchase your cruise and collected by the cruise lines, who will then forward it to the state.
Well, it all goes back to trust, right? And I think the trust factor with government and the public now is at probably its lowest ever. So sure, if they say they're going to improve infrastructure, that's fine. Okay. But okay. Like, how do we know you're actually going to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. And actually, there's another tax that's in that area in Quintana Roo. It's called the Vista tax.
Mm-hmm.
And it was introduced like in 2021, but it was very loosely mandated for payment. But now they're saying that it is mandatory. And it's about US $18.80 per person. And that those funds are collected to be used towards the protection of the beaches and the Mayan heritage sites, which that's a good cause, I feel, because we are going to destinations to view another culture.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are quite old, so they do need to maintenance, upgrades and so on, and just the protection of the environment.
Hmm. Well, true. Exactly. Some you could see, okay, there's the justification for that and that type of thing. But now when you're talking about the cruise, so you got to get to the cruise ports. That means you got to fly there. So your taxes to fly there have gone up. Then you've got the taxes. You're talking about the cruise tax if you're going to Cancun, for example, or the area, Cozumel or that area, Quintana Roo. And then you've got, if you happen to do a shore excursion to what you're talking about, the area you're talking about, there's a tax on that. So you get a tax and a tax and a tax. Mm-hmm. And it just adds up and adds up and adds up. So,
yeah, you do have to be cautious or looking very much into detail with your travel advisor just to see exactly what you're paying for at the end of the day. And then hopefully you're not going to be charged again for the same tax at destination. Like, for an example, a lot of countries charge a tax for hotel stays. Mm-hmm. In Europe, there is, say, for an example, in France, there's a tax de séjour. And it's added to your hotel bill, and it varies from which city that you're in, and it can range from up until 4 euros per person per night. So again, they're saying that hotspots like Paris and Lyon use this to maintain tourism structure. But I know in Italy, it's the same way. You actually have to pay it when you check out as well. So you just have to make sure that what you pay up front is not duplicated at the destination. And now that they are looking at, yes, hotels, but also Airbnbs and mm-hmm. campsites. So it depends, like, on the mode of accommodation or the type of accommodation that you are utilizing.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned, too, the hotels. A lot of areas charge a destination fee that the hotels will add to so they can market the destination. And like we said at the beginning, most people don't even know it. They don't even realize that, you know, a vast amount of their airfare is taxes, that they pay a tourist fee in some of the destinations they go to, because, again, it's already added into your vacation package. I guess it's when you travel on your own, doing your own thing, that you get to notice all these different tourist fees, and you might be slapped with a fee that you didn't even know about, and suddenly here you're forking out, you know, $10-$20 or whatever the currency is, the local currency is.
Right. This isn't a tax, but also when you're going to a certain hotel, they automatically check off for you that you're going to do a charitable donation to a certain cause. And, you know, charitable donations are, you know, a good thing because you want to support the local economy and the local environment. But you want to know that it's your decision and not somebody else's.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, it's another one of those things people should be aware of. If you're using a travel agent, make sure you ask, are all my fees covered so I'm not getting dinged at the destination? And if you're traveling on your own and doing your own booking and doing your own thing, make sure you're aware of all those little fees and little taxes that you have to pay.
Yes, it adds up. And we already have to pay increased taxes at home. You don't want to also do it on vacation because then you don't have enough money to pay everything.
Exactly. Well, Ananda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananda Forbes. AnandaForbes.com is her website. Always fun to chat, Ananda. We'll do it again next week.
You take care. Have a good week. Thanks, Randy.